When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had come up. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. They entered the tomb and saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. He said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified? He is risen. He is not here. Look at the place where they had laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." They went out and ran from the tomb. They were trembling and amazed. They said nothing to anyone because they were so afraid. Early on the first day of the week, after he arose, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went out and told those who were with him while they were mourning and weeping. They heard that he was alive and that he had been seen by her, but they did not believe. After these things, he appeared in a different form to two of them as they were walking out into the country. They went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Jesus later appeared to the 11 as they were reclining at the table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who saw him after he rose from the dead. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the entire creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will go with those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. The disciples left and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that went with them.